Today, leaders around the world are rejecting Donald Trump's plan to ban Muslims from traveling to the United States. British Prime Minister David Cameron said that Trump's comments were divisive, unhelpful, and wrong. And in this country, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan said Trump's views do not represent what the party or the country stand for.
But so far, Trump has refused to back down. This morning, he defended his plan on ABC's Good Morning America, on CNN's New Day, and on MSNBC's Morning Joe. And as it has been for months now, it appears the media cannot get enough of Donald Trump. Joining us now to talk about that part of the story is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
So what is your take on how the media have been handling this latest Trump announcement and giving it so much oxygen?
Well, I think there's almost no way not to give a lot of oxygen to a proposal so far reaching and so seemingly unconstitutional on its face, so hostile to a significant segment of the nation's population. At the same time, you know, Trump is waging essentially an asymmetrical candidacy. It's one that is not held accountable by fact-checking, by challenging, by contradicting his assertions. He doesn't particularly seem to have been hurt in the polls or in his reactions when he insulted Senator McCain, for example, when he insulted the looks of women like Carly Fiorina, you know, where people were outraged, and he kept on maintaining strong stance in the polls. In this case, I think you've seen a lot of reaction with much stronger language. People like NBC's Richard Engel, the chief foreign correspondent for that network, Chuck Todd, the political director and head of Meet the Press, he called it a preposterous, I think, proposal and said that, you know, this could be a potential catastrophe for the GOP if Trump is nominated. You've seen a lot of incredulity. Chris Cuomo this morning on CNN, very tough challenge to Trump. I think I'm watching, and others are too, whether this moment will be an inflection point for how the media has addressed and talked about this unusual candidacy.
Well, let's listen to a clip from this morning. This is from Morning Joe on MSNBC. And, you know, Trump, as people who've been watching these shows know, is somebody who can get away, unlike other candidates, with calling in to the programs instead of actually showing up in the studio. So here he is on a phone call, and he just kept talking over the anchors when they wanted to ask a question, and then Joe Scarborough jumped in. Here they are.
All right, Donald.
Hold on, Don.
You got to let us ask questions. You can't just talk. No, you got to let us actually ask questions. You're just talking.
Donald,
you're not going to keep talking. We will go to break if you keep talking. We're going to ask you questions.
All right, go to break, everybody.
Right now. We'll be right back with more Morning Joe.
Something unusual, especially from a network that last night went live with a Trump speech from South Carolina for almost an hour.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's an accident that that decision by Joe Scarborough happened today, that there's a little bit of a shift there. But you are absolutely right. I don't mean to dismiss your point. I talked to the host of one cable news show who just said, look, you know, we don't even know what we're doing always when we take Trump live. We're just doing it because we know it's likely the other guys will be, and we're scared of missing out on their ratings. And as Trump has held steady in the polls, he's also been a kind of ratings catnip for all of the cable networks and the morning news shows as well. And none of them have wanted to pass up an opportunity. The interesting thing is that until now, and I've talked to people about this who do this for a living, until now you've seen most of the time anchors and analysts allowing Trump to ride roughshod, to do what Joe Scarborough refused to do this morning, and that is to let him filibuster or to answer questions that weren't asked, and then to go on into bashing Obama, which is fine for a Republican candidate to do, but not necessarily responsive to the questions being asked. This morning, Scarborough said, let's go to ad break. I thought it was telling that Trump was there after the ad break. He wanted the oxygen. He wanted the ratings. He was there for follow-up questions. And Mark Halperin four times asked the question about, you know, what this meant, this proposal towards basically banning the entry of Muslims into this country, including Muslim Americans, what this meant for the spirit of what President Franklin Delano Roosevelt did with the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. He said, would you support that? And Trump kept saying, well, you're asking a different question. And he said, no, you haven't answered this question yet. I thought there was an insistence there, an attempt on accountability, the like of which we haven't typically seen from anchors and analysts who have been happy to have him on their airwaves in the past.
But asking tougher questions is one thing. I guess the other thing is just giving him all the attention that he wants and going live with him whenever he wants to say anything and spending all day long, you know, on CNN and other channels today just analyzing what he said about Muslims when they're not doing the same for other candidates and their plans and proposals.
Right. Well, I think they have both the the legitimate reason and the at least rationale of the fact that he is atop the polls. I happen to think his standing atop the polls has been influenced not just by his celebrity and his appearance on the non-news media like The Apprentice on NBC for so many years and his, you know, outlandish and flamboyant persona in popular culture going back to the 80s, but also because the news media has been fascinated by him as kind of a great carnivalesque story that they could have fun with. And suddenly, they now see him as a real candidate. Well, that means that he does, as you say, blot out the landscape. And I think that the press's coverage – people disagree with me on this. There are some press critics who say it has nothing to do with it. I think the extraordinary amount of press coverage has influenced his standing and has allowed him to blot out the sun for so many of these other people who have their own candidacies.
All right. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. And we welcome everyone's comments at our website, hereandnow.org, about this. David, thank you.
You bet.